This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Don Gagne. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Down the stretch they come! Cat Thief digging in at the rail! Worldly Matter with Jared Bailey! Charismatic trained by Lucas on the outside! Now Lucas running 1-2! Charismatic on the outside takes command! On the inside, Cat Thief in the middle of the track, Benavia is flying! But it's Charismatic holding on to win it by a hair!
Grant your light and peace forever to all those who died at Columbine. Grant your consolation and strength to their families and friends. Heal all those who are wounded. Forgive those who created this tragedy. And by your grace, help us to forgive them as well.
Coach Sanders, I love you and I will miss you. I know that each day, your memory will push me to become a better person and to live my life to its fullest.
Do we know for absolutely certain that if we'd had every reasonable law than the ones I'm going to propose here, that none of these school violence things would have happened? No. But we do know one thing for certain. We know there would have been fewer of them, and there would have been fewer kids killed in the last several years in America. We know that for certain. We know that.
We determined unanimously, according to the foreign minister, to release the American prisoners of war. And I can only say the response was tears of joy.
What this resolution says is that this House is about to take ownership in what the president has put us into since he started bombing Kosovo. So I think you should think very, very seriously whether you're going to take ownership of the bombing of Kosovo.
An appalling abandonment of the national interest, an appalling abandonment of the troops in the field, an appalling lack of bipartisanship. It is a day which this House will profoundly regret.
I'm not sure what message he got from that, but I can guarantee you, when we pass this bill today, there will be no doubt in the mind of Mr. Milosevic where we stand, that this Congress stands behind our troops, no matter where they are or what they're doing. And we're going to provide them with what they need to accomplish their mission and to give themselves a little protection at the same time.